Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat and we're recording live on Clubhouse. Follow Pat at PatWhiteSF to listen in live. We'd love to have you join and ask us some questions. Today is Friday, February 26th, 2021.
Bitcoin is way off. Oh man, what a brutal day. I can't even begin to say. I almost feel like that's why we haven't recorded in a few days. It was just too much pain. I think the last time we recorded, we were running we are living large around 56,000. Today we're off only $150 today, but over the last few weeks, we are down just about $10,000 to 47,232 on Bitcoin. Ethereum is down off of its high of about $2,000 to 1480. Pretty much everything's down. Dash is down off its high at 350 to 214. Zcash is doing relatively well, though it is also off its high of 170 down to 122. XRP is doing its XRP thing, holding steady at 44 cents. I still think it's because no one can actually hear it. One of the big winners, though, that has bucked every trend is Cardano. Cardano is up and up and up, and they're at 125 right now, $1.25, which has put them number three in the crypto market. So they are now the third largest coin by market cap, somewhere running a $38.75 billion market cap, which is impressive because the foundation owns a lot of that money. So I mean, there's real money in there sitting around. IOTA is one of the other big winners that really hasn't taken a big hit from the various articulations of the market, where it's actually staying pretty stable, up at its near its high of $1.15.
The DeFi Daily is sponsored by Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi, gain loss reporting, accounting, crypto invoicing, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, the biggest news, of course, is Coinbase's direct listing.
Yep. Everyone's excited. Coinbase has come out of the gate, direct listing, skipping the normal roadshow where you go and show it to a bunch of investors so that you can get front run by JP Morgan's customers. This seems like the normal way everyone's doing this now is not through an investment bank, but direct. That should scare JP Morgan, just like everything else happening in the markets right now. Like literally everything happening in the markets and the DeFi markets and all this stuff should just terrify these companies. But here you go. Coinbase, it's super exciting. They are, so it's funny, this article that we are sharing out today talks about their, when you go public, you have to list the risks to the investors. And this is so fun because it is just, the first risk, we have two different articles here that we'll talk about, but the first one talks about how Coinbase is at a structural disadvantage because it is not, operating in a jurisdiction without laws. So you compare that to Uniswap or you compare that to Binance. Who the hell knows where Binance is located? But you compare it to pretty much any of the other companies out there that Coinbase is competing with, except for Kraken, Gemini, those. And it's both a competitive advantage because, you know, once crypto picks up more steam, most people will want to use regulated exchanges that are in countries that have well-governed financial systems. So in that case, it is actually a good thing to have to be under regulation. On the other side of that is that you have very low taxes. For someone like Binance, you have no regulation, very low taxes. You can print as much money as you want through Tether, which we'll also be talking about today, Bitfinex, And that's a great way to sort of do all this. So, you know, it is certainly a risk. It's not the biggest risk in the world, but it just sort of hammers in this idea that essentially the U.S. is still so slow picking these types of things up that it is hurting the U.S. more and more and more every day that they don't make decisions about how to really treat cryptocurrency exchanges and the more that they punt on, you know, bringing them into the fold. It's just bad for the U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm. Another thing Coinbase listed as a potential risk was the unmasking of Bitcoin's creator.
I racked my brain on this, which is I guess what they're saying is that essentially if a million Bitcoin where suddenly actually came into circulation, it would certainly be a deflationary event. So maybe that's what they're talking about, which is essentially like if they found the creator and he suddenly felt comfortable spending his Bitcoin or whatever, then that would be bad for them. I don't know how that, like, I honestly don't, I can't think of any other reason why it would be bad if Satoshi, if we found out who Satoshi was for Coinbase.
Unless he's revealed and he's some sort of a terrible person.
I guess, but there are a lot of terrible people in the crypto world, so I don't know. Even that one, I'm not sure would actually make a difference. I think maybe it'd be bad if it was like the NSA, if it was like really nefarious and like straight up conspiratorial theory, then that's one thing, but it's not. The other thing that they mentioned was DeFi as a risk, which absolutely 100%, 100% that is a real risk. And it is an existential risk to Coinbase and every other centralized exchange. And that's why we have the DeFi Daily, because at the end of the day, I think the DeFi wins. Even if we're going through growing pains right now with fees and all the other things, I think that the DeFi wins on this. I don't think we see centralized exchanges other than for like institutions getting into it. Maybe institutions would be nervous about using a DEX. Maybe they want to use over-the-counter. Like, I can imagine them doing more over-the-counter stuff where, like, if I need to buy seven figures worth of Bitcoin, it's going to be hard to do that on a DEX without really moving the market. Actually, that's not even true, but whatever. It's a different issue. So there's places where you would use like a service to basically figure out the most capital efficient way to actually buy a bunch of coins. But besides that, I mean, this is their real risk. But all that being said, they're in their S1, they said they made $1 billion last year, up from $230 million the year before. I mean, it is incredible. They are just making money hands over fist. Part of that was they got rid of, they used to have, for market makers, if you did a limit order, they didn't charge you commission on it. They only charge you commission on a straight market order. They stopped doing that over the last year. So that's where a lot of this money came from. But good for them, man. $1 billion. And I think they're gonna come out of the gate with their IPO just swinging. I mean, they officially priced at $77 billion, but I mean, they're gonna hit, you know, $100 billion easy, because people will see Coinbase as a proxy until there is actual ways to get exposure in your retail investment account to Bitcoin. Coinbase is the closest proxy you have to that. So people are absolutely going to treat Coinbase as a proxy for crypto in general, and it's just going to go. It's going to moon to use the common parlance. So I think Coinbase is just going to go nuts. I mean, good for everyone who works there and is making money off of it.
Yeah. So next, a different exchange. So Attorney General James ends Bitfinex illegal activities in New York.
Yeah, this was the Attorney General of New York. This is a great article. Read it. They essentially said that they are under collateralized and committing fraud, and they gave them an $18.5 million fine. And they said to stop all operations with people in New York, which essentially stops all operations with people in the United States. There is good reason to believe that the downturn in the market over the last week is due to this. There's good reason to believe it's also due to a lot of people just wanting to profit take and everything else that's out there and normal movements of the market and the stock market heating up. So people sort of taking a little bit of money out of the crypto market, but it is very believable that a major component of the slide this week is related to Bitfinex, and Tether's, essentially the beginning of the end for this service. You know, people that are super anti crypto tend to point at Tether as the end all be all for why crypto is a scam. And you can certainly, you know, I understand where they're coming from. I don't tend to agree with them, because even as Tether is printing hundreds of millions of dollars, they are still a small fraction. I mean, the market cap for all Bitcoin is $1.7 trillion right now. So even if they printed $100 million, $1 billion, whatever it is, they're not really actually making that big of a dent in the market. They can certainly do some market manipulation. They can certainly do things like that, but they are not the end all be all of it. So I think that that's a reason it's down. I don't think that it is portentous of a imminent crash of all things crypto.
All right. And last, the Federal Reserve suffered a widespread disruption in multiple payment services on Wednesday, including a system that banks and businesses rely on to move around trillions of dollars.
I wish this wasn't a family-friendly podcast so I could really drop a few truth bombs. But like, this story makes me so happy, because at the end of the day, it is so ridiculous that people talk about the Federal Reserve as the rock solid foundation of the economy, and yet it is still run by people. It is still open to, you know, going to outages just like any other centralized financial system in the entire world. phenomenal. Just like, it was a tough day in the markets. It was a tough day all around, and they decided to go down so people can't move money around for that day. Absolutely just ridiculous. Whatever. I love it. Like, screw you, Federal Reserve.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
Have a good one.